Beloved friends, we greet you in the name above every other name, the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus, the Savior of sinners. We continue our meditation upon John chapter 16 and verse 28. The words of the dear Son of God when he spoke to his disciples on the night of his farewell to them, just before he went to the cross. His words give to us his own blessed history, saying, I came forth from the Father. I am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. And here we have, in these words, divided by each phrase, four sections of blessed truth. We have very briefly and sufficiently, I trust, covered so far part of the history of the Lord Jesus. For the first two phrases are relative to the pre-existence of Christ and his incarnation. My beloved radio friend, if you are a believer, these great truths are very fundamental and foundation truths. But it is very sad to say they are being attacked, and they have been attacked by Satan to lead many people astray from God's perfect salvation. It is imperative that we must believe in the pre-existence and in the blessed incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are basic, fundamental truths being denied, unfortunately, by many agents under the control of Satan. 'Twas Daniel Webster, the great statesman of our country, who lived in the early days of our history here, was once asked if he believed that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He made the answer saying, and listen to his words, knowing what a sinner I am, and a great sinner, I am bound to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, for I needed a supernatural Savior. Words that are certainly commendable. I hope that you feel the same way. Knowing what a sinner I am, no matter how small or great, I am yet bound to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because I need a supernatural Savior. Surely, his pre-existence is emphasized. His incarnation is magnified by him coming to the earth to be made man. My beloved radio friend, be sure that you give careful heed what you believe about Christ, and firmly believe who he is, where he came from, why he came. And let me put these words before your heart from Peter's message in Acts 4:12, when he declared, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Now we would consider from our text in John 16:28, the Savior declaring, again I leave the world. Again I leave the world. On the words when he, on the time when he spoke to the disciples on that same occasion, he was about to leave it. He knew he was going to the cross. Again he says, I leave the world. Oh yes, he left the world. He left the world into which he came. And these words were telling of the nearing of that departure. But let me ask a simple question. How does any man, woman, boy, or girl, normally, by the events of their history, in what way do they leave this world? Well, there's only two men that left the world without dying. That was Enoch and Elijah. but every other person, from Adam down to the present moment, that has ever left the world, left it by the door of death. The entrance of sin into this world at the beginning of the human life of Adam and Eve brought the sentence of death upon the whole human family. God says in His Word in Romans 6 and verse 23, the wages of sin is death. But listen to these words in chapter 5 of Romans in verse 12. By one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Romans 5:12. The normal exit, the normal exodus from life is death. And it is appointed unto men, the scripture says, once to die. So our blessed Lord Jesus, now let me repeat it carefully, though sinless, holy, spotless, departed this life by the way of death. But be very careful to realize, He was not worthy of death. You could never say that He had sin in His life. You could never say that He had earned the wages of sin, because He was holy. He was spotless. He was pure. And as the Word of God said, He knew no sin. He did no sin. And in Him was no sin. But He died. Now, beloved, I'd like you to think with me the great distinction between you and I coming into this world and why He came into the world. When you and I were born into this world, we came to live. And no matter how long or short we live, we, for some reason, do not wish to die, which is often so true even in the life and experience of believers in Christ. By nature, and it is written in the book of Job, death is called the king of terrors, feared by most everyone. May I ask you the question, my friend? Are you afraid to die? It's something to think about. But the Lord Jesus had no fear of death. He had no sin to cause Him to be thus receiving such wages. But when He came into the world, He came particularly taking the body of humanity upon Himself, living that sinless, holy, spotless life for one person, one purpose alone, to die. Contrary to our coming into this world, the Son of God coming into the world was in order that He might die. Listen to the words that the angel told Joseph, the husband of Mary, in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. He came to die for their sins. Listen to the words spoken by the Lord Jesus Himself. Jesus began to show His disciples, we read, how that He must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, be raised again the third day. Matthew 16:21. He right there, long before His death, He says, I came to die. I came to be killed. Listen to His words again in Mark's Gospel. He taught His disciples, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill Him. He knew that He came to die. Mark 9:31. Even in Luke's Gospel, He told the disciples, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be slain. Luke 9, verse 22. And even in John's Gospel, in chapter 12, He declared, I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto Me. This, He said, signifying His death, that He should die, to be lifted up upon a cross. My beloved, what I want you to get is the thought He came expressly to die. Now, you didn't come into the world to die. And I'm sure I'm telling the truth. Maybe you don't want to die. Well, you're sure going to have to, by all normal events. But before the foundation of the world, Peter writes in 1 Peter 1:20, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, was foreordained to come into this world and die. And he was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, coming to the world as the Son of God to die. And what for? Oh, let me quote the words of John the Baptist, John 1 and verse 29. One day John saw Jesus coming unto him, and he said, look, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. My beloved, I want you to think, that babe who was born in the stable of Bethlehem, cradled in the manger, was the Son of God who came from heaven to go to the cross to die for you and to die for me and for the whole world. Again, the Lord Jesus said, I leave the world, but we must know and understand what he did before he left the world, why he should and did die, for whom he died. Please permit me to state the words that the Savior has done more for this world by his death than he ever did by his birth and even his life. His birth and his life on earth were necessary. They were steps toward a further great event, his atoning death for the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 'Twas not his birth at Bethlehem that saved. 'Twas not his walk in Galilee, or his boyhood days and his life at Nazareth. It was his death upon the cross of Calvary that he came into this world to die for ungodly, wretched sinners like you and me. That is why God gave his Son. My beloved, I beg of you, go beyond Bethlehem. Don't stay at Bethlehem. He's not in the manger, nor at Nazareth, nor Galilee. You must go to Calvary to be saved, the place of the cross where Jesus died for your soul's redemption. Oh, my beloved, will you think of it? Why he came into this world, not for you to have a good celebration over his birth, but to save your soul by dying on the cross. Father, sanctify the truth of the salvation of sinners in Jesus' name. Amen.